Sixth Perek of Peya, Mishnah Yud Aleph. We are continuing with halachas of Shichacha. The concept of Shichacha is based on the idea that it was something which I should have remembered to gather this together, and I forgot it. Yakoyte b'layla v'ma'ame v'yatsuma. If a person harvests his field at night, and then he makes the bundles at night, or a blind person who is making these bundles, and they gather together the bundles and they forget some of them, so there'd be room to say that there's no shichacha, because the reason he didn't really forget it, he just, because of the light conditions, either because it was night or he was blind, that's the reason why he forgot it. It wasn't a forgetfulness because in his mind he forgot, he just didn't see it. In any event, we say no, yesham shichacha, this is also considered shichacha, because self, after having said and done, he forgot these grains in the field. If initially he was only planning to gather together the large bunches or the large grains and smaller grains, different qualities of bundles, and he was only planning to gather together some of them, leaving the other ones behind, then ein lo shichra. The ones he left behind are not shichra. Obviously, if he intentionally left them behind, for sure it's not shichra because he didn't forget them. But even if for some reason afterwards he forgot them, but since at the time that he was gathering things together he did not intend to, he wasn't planning at all to gather them together, there's no shichacha, because the shichacha has to be done at the time that he's gathering. Im omer hareini koitz almanas ma shani sheicheach ani noitel yesh lo shichacha. Here he wants to make a condition at the time that he's harvesting, he wants to make a condition that whatever he forgets should not have the laws of shichacha. So obviously this does not work. Is a rule of Masna Mashakos of the Torah. Some Achayim Sarah Kivegan says you don't even have to come out to the concept of Masna Mashakos of the Torah. But a person can make a condition that the laws of the Torah will not apply. He can't say that I will make a similar idea. I will make a loan with ribis, with usury, on the condition that there's no it's a usury. The Torah says it's also, here the Torah says that you have to leave behind the shichah for Daniel. There is an exception to the rule. In monetary agreements, one can make conditions. Even the conditions are against the default of the Torah, but that's because the Torah gives a default thing. For example, like a shoyim achina generally is potter on oynes. If he wants to accept upon himself more responsibility, he can be moichel those rights. That's because he gave up his rights. But things that are just halachas of the Torah, they're not dependent on me, I can't just make a condition to remove these halachas.